where's your game seen the biggest improvement since you've been here?
Oh, since I've been here, I was saying offensively around the basket. I've got more. I think it was just confidence thing. I want to get there. So I think I'm getting more confidence around the basket. You know, finishing, scoring. So.
I noticed on my when I first got here that they're doing bobbleheads for you guys.
Yeah,
including you. Just what was your reaction when you first heard that?
I thought it was funny. Actually, I seen the clay model and I thought it was pretty funny when I seen it. You know, so
did you see them all for the other guys as well, or just yours?
Yeah, I know. I've seen all of them. Yeah.
Is there any that you really like? You thought was funny? Or?
Yeah, Bomber has the funniest, I think, because his hair on the bobblehead. So yeah, he had the funniest bobblehead to me. So
one thing Andrew was actually just saying about you is that you become a more confident player.
Yeah.
Is that something that you've kind of picked up on as well? You feel you become more confident now?
Yeah, I think I became more confident. It was a matter of playing. Like Coach Dillard would always say, you need to play, you need to play. No matter how my legs felt or whatever, he said, you just need to go out there and play. He said, if it's for a little bit, just go ahead and do it. He said, you need to build your confidence. So I would go to the rec in the summertime and play against the guys up there and just work on different stuff, different moves, and try to build my confidence up doing that. So.
Yeah. Was that, I guess, like the biggest challenge for you then this offseason? Were there other things that you really were trying to improve on and work on?
Free throws is a big thing I worked on this offseason, getting the reps in with that. And I said, I think that played a big part of me trying to score in the paint, you know, because you don't want to get fouled. You're like, okay, well, I'm not succeeding at free throws, and I don't really want to go to the line. So now I think my whole mindset has changed. So now it's a more aggressive approach on getting to the basket.
You talk about wanting to work on free throws. How often would you be working on free throws? Like, would you be taking a bunch a day?
Well, in the summer, you know, I was shooting, but maybe – I'll say like 200 a day. I had to make 100. So sometimes it's more than that, you know. And starting off, it was way more than that. But just making 100 free throws and then going from there, mechanics around the basket, you know. So.
And how much do you feel the new facilities played a role in you being able to work on that and get yourself to that point where you feel that you can be a more confident player, whether it's stepping at the line or just attacking the paint?
I think the new facility is great. You know, just like I said, we have the guns now. You can go in there and work on your shot. That's been helpful to a lot of players. I think shots have developed because of that. Just no more rims. Usually, you know, it's hard to get in here and get shots up because we only had this main floor. So when the volleyball was on it, we couldn't really use it. So,
yeah, you're kind of competing here with Andrew for that five spot.
Yeah.
I asked you about the improvements in your game. What improvements have you noticed with him?
Andrew, I think he's moving a lot better. Well, since his knee surgery, he's moving a lot better. I think he's more confident, too. I noticed his free throws got a lot better, too. That's the thing. He's grown, you know. I think we all have grown, so. But I think he's like I said, he's got a lot better.
Do you ever pinch yourself that you're playing in the Big Ten Conference now? I mean, what do you enjoy most about this league?
Just the competition, man. It's just a big stage, you know. Big Ten, I mean, it's something you dream of when you're little. You see on TV, you're like, oh, man, those are good players, you know, in the Big Ten. So I think being here, it is just, you know, like kind of reality, like, man, I'm here, you know, make the best out of it.